States across the country have been easing marijuana laws. Nearly half the country now allows the use of medical marijuana, while Colorado and Washington have legalized the sale and possession of the drug. Here in Wisconsin, the opposite is true. Legislators have moved to tighten penalties. Yet, as WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, two Milwaukee Common Council members want to reduce the penalties for people caught with small amounts of marijuana.
Right now in Milwaukee, if police catch you with an ounce or less of marijuana, you face a fine of between $250 and $500. If you don't pay, you can go to jail. Alderman Nick Kovac and Ashanti Hamilton want to lower the fine to $5 or less.
We are effectively trying to eliminate any of these tickets.
That's Alderman Kovac. He says there are two major problems with the current law. He says the first has to do with how Milwaukee applies it.
Last year, there were 1,255 such tickets written to African Americans and only 249 written to white people, even though we live in a city with just as many white people as black people, and even though survey after survey shows that marijuana use is consistent across race.
Kovac says he also sees disparities at the state level. More African Americans are serving prison time for drug offenses than other groups of people. He says the second problem is that small drug sales can lead to violent offenses.
When two large beer companies have a dispute, when Miller and Budweiser have a dispute, they hire lawyers. If people are trying to sell marijuana on the same corner, they can't hire lawyers because what they're doing is illegal, so they buy guns instead.
Kovac believes Milwaukee could see less violent crime if it decriminalizes small-scale drug possession. Not surprisingly, a lot of people disagree with Kovac. One of them is State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt of Fond du Lac.
I believe it's a gateway drug and it's a scourge on society.
Last year, Thiesfeldt sponsored a bill allowing municipalities to charge people caught with marijuana if the district attorney decides not to prosecute. That bill is now law. Thiesfeldt says when it comes to Milwaukee, it can do what it wants, but there are consequences. Some could be financial.
When your police departments are arresting people and there's prosecution that takes place, there's cost involved in that. And some of that cost is recouped by the citations that are issued. And if they're going to lower the cost of that citation, it's going to be an increased cost for their police department and for their city attorney's office.
Both Milwaukee's police chief and mayor have said they'd prefer looser marijuana laws in favor of stronger penalties for gun crimes. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.